Friendship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, yes. We're here at the Daily Devotional. We're looking at the characters of Jesus, or the character of Jesus, should I say. And I'm bringing you a 60-part word on Jesus's character. And we're at part four, and we're looking today at patience. There's a few scriptures I want to look at, the first of which is James, the brother of Jesus. And we're going to go right now to verse 2 and verse 3. It says this: "Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance or your patience has a chance to grow. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance, or I like to say, your patience, has a chance to grow." Go with me real quick to Romans, the 12th chapter, and we're going to go to verse 12, and it says this: "Rejoice in our confident hope," says Paul to the Roman church. "Be patient in trouble and keep on praying." Patience, beloved, is one of those characters of Jesus, those characteristics of our Lord, that is amazing for those of us who lack a little patience. By the end of this word, I'm going to pray for more patience, certainly for me. That is for sure. I don't know how patient you are, but as far as I'm concerned, I lack so much patience, it's really unreal. And anybody who knows me well, they're all saying amen. Amen. Oh, yes, I know David lacks confidence. He lacks patience, that is for sure. Without any shadow of a doubt. In fact, I can almost hear Martin in the other room as he's working away, saying amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. Please, Lord, give him more patience. The object of this exercise, looking at the characteristics of Jesus, is so that we can be more like him. We've looked at love. And we want more love in our lives. We're looking today at patience. And we need more patience, at least I need more patience in my life. "Rejoice in our confident hope," says Paul. "Be patient in trouble and keep on praying." The only time I've ever noticed any patience in my life was when I was a teacher. I was teaching at a senior school in the UK. And when I was teaching, especially when I was teaching special needs, then I had all the patience in the world. And I don't know why. Yet when I wasn't in that environment, I wasn't patient at all. I haven't been patient at all. And I pray for more and more and more patience in my life. What is the point of patience? Well, take away patience. I'll tell you what, let's have a look at this. If we took patience out of the world, so there were no patience anymore, no one was being patient, can you imagine what would happen? One thought that goes into my mind when you're queuing up for something, if you're going to buy something in a store, or you're queuing up for cinema tickets or theatre tickets, or you're in this great big long queue, maybe you're coming in from another land. My daughter was only telling me the other day that they flew in from France yesterday. And she was saying to me that the queue at the passport control was horrendous and it didn't seem to move at all. Well, in a situation like that, beloved, you need patience. And if all of the people in that queue didn't have any patience, it would be chaotic. Chaos would rule. Chaos would absolutely rule with no patience. Paul advocates this. We know that it was one of Jesus' characteristics. Rejoice in our confident hope. He's saying right there that we should rejoice, we should be happy, we should be full of joy in the confident hope of what is going to happen to us when we are no longer on this land. And he says, when you're in trouble, when you're facing struggles and trials, be patient. James reiterates that very same thing. I'm going to go right back to James now and look at that. James, in James, the first chapter, the brother of Jesus, this is the first chapter, and verse 3, he says, "For you know that when your faith is tested, your patience, your endurance, another word, has a chance to grow." When your patience is tested, when your faith is tested, your patience has a chance to grow, beloved. Therefore, when we are in trouble, when we are seeking all sorts of ways to get out of trouble, if we were patient, we would hear from Almighty God. What a lot of times we do, oftentimes when we're in trouble, we're searching all the time for a way out. We're thinking to ourselves, okay, I've got this problem now. I've got this bill to pay on such and such a day, and I can't pay it. What am I going to do? Okay, if I phone that guy, or if I do some business with that person, or if I take that out of that account and put it into there, if I do this or that, and all you're doing is getting yourself right up a gum tree. Because, beloved, I've done it. I've been there, got the T-shirt, seen the film, got the video. And what I need to do is think to myself, okay, I've got a problem here, I'm in trouble. Now I've got to pray. I've got to give it to my Father and say, Lord, what do I do about this? And then I have to be patient. Patient to see how the Lord is going to respond. Patient in knowing that he's going to respond because I already have that hope in him. Patience that the way forward would be lit by the torch of Almighty God. I love to know that the Lord is lighting my path. But beloved, if I'm not patient, sometimes I'm not even going to see that light because I'm turning the wrong way. I pray in Jesus' name that we learn a lesson from this and we learn patience. I often say this to you, I would love you to take the scripture that I'm talking about right now. I'd love you to take James, the first chapter, from verse 2 and 3, write it down on a post-it note and whack it on the fridge so that you can look at it every day. Patience, they say, is a virtue. I believe that we can ask God Almighty for much more patience than we've got. Would you like to join me in this prayer? Because I am going to pray. And at this moment in time, I'm praying for me, and I'd love to pray for you too. So therefore, if you would join me with this prayer and say what I'm saying, or say your own prayer if you don't want to do that, but say what I'm saying, and let's ask Almighty God for more patience in our lives. Heavenly Father, it is magnificent, so wonderful to have this opportunity to come before you now. As we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, give me more patience. Let me have a more patient attitude, a more patient characteristic. I pray in Jesus' name that you would pour those characteristics into me. Patience, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.